Here's a good one. Today, for the first time in decades, Cuba is set to receive a shipment of 250,000 barrels of oil from Russia. It's a Cold War throwback when Russia supported virtually all of the Cuban economy. In recent years, Venezuela has served as Cuba's main oil supplier, but those days are over as Venezuela slips into political and economic chaos. Jorge Piñon is the director for the Center of International Energy and Environmental Policy at the University of Texas at Austin. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jorge.
Thank you, John.
So there's a lot of oil in Texas. Last time I checked, the Cubans could rely on that. But what's the impediment?
Well, I think, number one, we have to remember that in the United States, we don't have a national oil company. So it is not an issue of the state. Private oil companies in the U.S. will have to supply oil to Cuba, and Cuba would have to be willing to pay cash for that oil. The U.S. certainly can facilitate that by lifting the embargo, but the oil relationship or a future oil relationship between Cuba and the United States is a true cash commercial transaction. It's not a political transaction.
So do you think the Russians have kind of come in and preempted something that might actually benefit oil producers in the United States, or is this just so easy because the Cold War has created the precedent of Russia in trade with Cuba?
I think that's the main question that we all have. Why is Russia doing this? We know Cuba's reasoning, and that is that they are hedging and diversifying their dependency on Venezuela in the expectation that that government is going to collapse here in the near term. Why is Russia facilitating this oil to Cuba? Is Russia getting paid cash by Cuba? By the way, this is somewhere around $100 million that Cuba will be dishing out to Russia. Or is Russia doing this on a loan, or is doing this because they want to reestablish, like they did, as you said, during the Cold War, a satellite state just 90 miles south of the U.S.? So what is the political reasoning and what is the economic justification of Russia again supplying Cuba with oil? By the way, the contract is for 250,000 tons of diesel, which is about 90 days of supply. So it's a short-term supply, but we'll have to go and see where it is. The first cargo, by the way, is arriving this weekend in Cuba.
I mean, that's almost a joke if the Russians are relying on the Cubans for hard currency at this point. I mean, that can't be the case, right?
Correct. I find that hard to believe. Cuba's economy is not in that shape. They need their cash actually to buy foodstuff, which is what they're really short on also. So it could be, by the way, Rosneft, which is the Russian company that is supplying this oil, they do have agreements with PDVSA. So it could very well still be PDVSA that is supplying or at least facilitating this transaction. We'll have to wait and see. But certainly, yes, Russia is now playing a role in Cuba vis-a-vis energy, like, as you said, they did 30 years ago.
So are the Russian tourists soon to follow and take us back to where we were in the 1960s?
They've been there, by the way. Russia plays a role in Cuba's tourism, but certainly in the last year is U.S. I mean, the U.S. and Canada are still number one tourist traffic in Cuba, and that seems to continue. The question now is, are they going to have fuel to keep the lights on those hotels and the air conditioning units running in those hotels?
Which, of course, is very important given the climate down there and, climate change. But is there a security concern? Is there an anxiety produced by Russia having a close relationship with Cuba at this point with all that's changed?
I don't think so. I mean, it still is a long way from Russia from Moscow to Havana. This might be a political signal. I think it is a short-term signal that Russia is sending out. Long-term, I don't think so. The U.S. is going to be the future economic and energy partner of Cuba, certainly with our increased oil production. We are the natural partner for Cuba for the next 25, 30 years.
Jorge Piñon is director for the Center for International Energy and Environmental Policy at the University of Texas at Austin, looking at Russian shipments of energy, diesel, to Cuba, throwback to the Cold War. Jorge, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.